Hello and welcome to Sprovcast, the English language Sprov Club and O podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And boy, am I glad that we're coming towards the end of the season.
Yes, me too. It's been a hell of a ride.
It's been a hell of a ride, David, and that ride may not necessarily be over just yet, but yeah, it's not been a classic by any means.
No, it's been a clunking ride in a sort of failing roller coaster that's kind of clunked up, clunked down, and sort of got stuck halfway.
Yeah. So, we've got some guy with an ice hockey stick.
Yeah, trying to unjam the mechanism.
Yeah. This is
Hello, Peter Kriege.
Such is the jalopy, which is now Zbrojovka Brno.
Yeah, so we're going to have a quick look at the three games that we haven't talked about since we last spoke to you. We have some other sections, including the regular sections, but we're going to go a little bit off-grid this time because we think we need to inject a bit of joy back into the podcast, which we might be trying again next year because we're coming to the end of the year. We're going to do one more, I guess, after this one. We'll do a kind of end of season.
Because we might have to talk about what it's like, you know, what it's like preparing for the NSFL, you know?
But we have a couple of ideas for the podcast moving forward because this season has been, frankly, shit.
Yeah.
So we
can maybe talk about that a little bit later on about maybe how we envision the podcast going because you have a lot of people here have been listening to us for 5 years, David.
6 years, Sam.
6 years, David. That's mental.
Yeah. Anyway, we are going to get through a lot of your regulars now, and then we're going to talk about maybe this episode, maybe next episode, but hey-ho, your regulars are ready to go, so here they come. We have played three games since we last spoke to you. Two away, one kind of away, and one at home. It's been a bit of a mixed bag, so we're gonna run through all of them because neither of us went to the away games.
No,
because basically a lot of people are not going to any games anymore.
Yes, and it's also, I mean, part of the reason, right, is that it's the time of year where the weather's getting better, there's more stuff to do, and to be honest with the way that the football is going and the ownership question is going, there are other things that people want to do.
Yes, would you rather be na chatie or, you know, slumming around Srbska on a Saturday evening?
Yeah, and I just, you know, can't be bothered on a, you know, Friday night or whatever it is, sitting down to watch us play Přibram or whatever like that, the way this stuff is going.
Now, you mentioned Přibram.
Maybe I should have.
The first of the three games, we were away in central Bohemia in the weird uranium mining metropolis of Přibram. And we won 2-0, which was bizarre. A bit of an anomaly for us. Basically, I think we just turned up when they were having a bad day. I mean, they've had a lot of bad days in this half of the season. They haven't won in 5 or 6, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Zbrojovka Brno's struggles, about, you know, the possibility that we could possibly go down. Actually, that is a more pressing concern for Přibram.
It's not that much of a more pressing concern. They're 1 point behind us in 13th.
They are not
at the moment, I think.
They are not. They are 3 points behind us in 14th.
Oh, okay. Right. I was looking at that in a different time than when I wrote this report. But anyway, we won 2-0. The reintroduction of Stefanovski continues apace.
Mental.
As he sets up both goals, one for Ali Agic and the other for Potocny.
Do you want to say it, David, or shall I?
You say it.
Rolling back the years.
Rolling back the years. Also, he has cut his stupid mohawk off.
Yes. He no longer looks a little bit like Peter Wright, the darts player, sadly.
Yeah, he's now a professional footballer who is older than me and still have that haircut. So, so well done, Stefanovski. But I think that also really shows
he is older than... No, you are older than him, even.
Like, am I older than
him? He's 36.
I thought he was in his 40s.
No. He just had the pace of it.
I still look better than he does.
I look better than he does, and I'm a fat Scottish bloke, so you know.
I won't go that far. Not that.
Good.
Not that you're not a fat Scottish bloke, good. But that you don't. The, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. So two good goals.
That's gone, but yes. Yeah. That's gone very badly. Ali Agic and Podolski, seemingly the only people who are scoring.
Yeah.
For us right now.
Especially Czech's race is run at this point, I think.
Well, not quite, as we will see, but not when we played Viktoria Žižkov at home. Shout out to Valerio.
Yes.
The Italian madman who messaged the podcast and said he would like to come along for a game. Because he's on his Erasmus, I think, and he's only here for 6 months, and he felt he should.
Oh, okay.
Get a game in, like.
Well, I'd like to meet him for sure. Apologies for not being at that game with you. I decided instead to
you
go
had
play.
Literally anything else to do.
I went to play darts.
Fair enough. Yep. My notes are: it was poor. Viktorka, to be fair, brought a decent amount of fans and made a continuous racket. They were much louder than a larger number of Opava fans were the previous time. Maybe 100 fans, but they were going at it the whole game. And to be fair, Žižkov fans generally pretty
fine.
Pretty
fine. It's a bank holiday as well, so they could have come up.
Yeah.
There will be, of course, like a lot of these sort of like the Praga teams, like there will be students who are living and studying in Brno as
Absolutely,
are Viktoria Žižkov supporters. So,
and also being one of the kind of underdog teams, it's nice to kind of show your, you know, get a few people just to show that you exist.
Bit of a cult anorak sort of team.
Exactly.
Like if you move here, you know, as a British person, if you move over to the Czech Republic, a lot of the times you do end up following like Bohemians or Viktoria Žižkov.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even some people mental enough to follow Dukla Prague.
Yeah, the nutbars. Yeah, who are going up, by the way. So,
yes,
you know, congrats to half man, half biscuit fans.
That feels like a team that's going straight back down.
Oh, yeah. Quick report, we just about edged the first half, but blunt and inspirationless up top. Surprise, surprise. When we missed a couple of massive chances at the start of the second half, I kind of joked to Valerio that, like, this has a 1-0 win to Žižkov in the 85th minute all over it.
Yeah.
I was only 2 minutes out.
Yeah.
83rd minute. There it was, and it was a thumper of a goal. Milan Jurasek, if you're looking at the goal, like top left corner of the penalty area, half volley into the far top corner. Mm. It was an absolute rocket, and like that deserved to be a winning goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was made 2 in stoppage time, and that was kind of it. It was a typical Zvravka performance of this season so far, I guess. And then we had Li Shen away. The Ultras were waiting until Sunday morning to go and support the B team.
Yeah, which who won the league?
Yeah, they won 3-0 against Velka Bitesh.
Yeah. There were pyro, there was all sorts of stuff.
It looked really good fun, actually.
Yeah, it was up at Dosta Bistrica's ground, I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
So only 1,600 people saw the battle for the Shtetl.
Mm-hmm.
And there were... rewarded
and all 1,600 of them were really Zbrojka Brno fans.
I mean, they were also rewarded with the most lower mid-table game of all time.
That doesn't sound like Zbrojka Lishen.
No. Goals at halftime after Zbrojka had, surprise, surprise, dominated possession, but Lishen had the better chances.
Stunned.
Again. Yeah,
stunned.
The Little Butcher actually notching his first goal since November.
Yeah.
To put us 1-0 up just before the hour. And then with 12 minutes to go, Martin Tausch equalised for Li Shen. And for the first time ever in this fixture, the points were shared.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Which means that no one in town is happy.
Least of all, your humble podcasters.
Indeed.
Cut that gap out.
Yeah. I think that's quite enough of that, frankly.
I mean, I would also like to mention at this point a guy I met earlier today, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Who is only just getting into Zdravka. He's done two.
Oh, poor boy.
He went to the home game against Sparta B.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh, yeah. And then has done a bit on the history of the club, going to the Areal, which is now a building site where the club was formed. And, he has chosen the worst time to get into Zdravka, but he seems weirdly enthusiastic.
That'll go fast.
Yeah, that'll learn you.
That'll go fast. He's from Scotland, isn't he?
He's from Glasgow, yeah.
It's like supporting Clyde.
Is that your message?
I would say it's like supporting Clyde. No one's ever happy and there's just an underlying sort of suggestion of violence. Clyde.
Okay, that means nothing to me.
Three Scottish people are going to get that who listen.
All right, fine.
I hope.
What do you want to do next then?
I have to let anything then talk about Zborovka games.
Okay, let's do whatever comes next. We decided on hot or not.
Yes.
Hooray.
Where we traditionally talk about something which is hot and something which is not so hot.
As is the title. Yeah. Yes. Do you have one of each?
One of each this time,
All right. May I go first? Because it relates vaguely to the previous section.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to start with the not, and it is Czech stadium announcers and foreign names.
Oh, okay. What's happened?
Well, Žižkov have quite a few... Well, relatively quite a few for this league foreign players. And they introduced an Ecuadorian forward, and the PA guy reacted like he'd never seen the name before.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not at least practice it or look it up? Or, like, on Wikipedia, there's a button where you can click to get the pronunciation. Would you not at least have a go? Like, when he came on, it was just like awesome nast. Augusto Alexe Quintero Ba Georgia. I don't know whether he'd seen this written down before or like it was like, come on.
Yeah.
So you know, you've got one job and it's reading names out.
Yeah.
I will also extend this slightly to other places as well because I was listening to the Career We Go podcast, which I do like.
Sure.
They do drag it out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 90 minutes of one quiz, slightly too long.
Yeah.
But I also heard somebody on that quiz pronounce Cagliari as Cagliari.
Yes, I heard this as well.
Which I am having none of that.
Yeah.
Surely, if you're in the football ecosphere, you've heard Cagliari pronounced.
Yeah.
Do your fucking research.
Yep.
That's all I've got on that.
I would agree. I was... Look, I'm not a stickler for names, but there was one part of that podcast today that was going, can you name Norwegians that played in the 1998 Premier League season? And boy!
Right, right. Ebbe Zandt is the correct pronunciation, not Ebbe Sand.
Yeah.
What was yours? Do you remember?
No, because I was trying my best to remember any Norwegians at that point, and I was sort of like, because I could have had Tore Andre Flo and they had all this stuff, but it was all this. But the thing is, especially with these sorts of Norwegian stuff names, they were putting in these you know, in places that I'm pretty sure they don't go, stuff like that.
Yeah, but there are ways to pronounce things, learn them.
I mean, slightly related, but was there ever a better Norwegian than really that summed up the Premier League than Morten Gamst Pedersen?
I loved Morten Gamst Pedersen.
Gamst. Just get that on the back of your shirt.
Loved him.
Whoa.
Absolutely. He is so 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Just in that Blackburn shirt, smashing goals in from like 35 yards.
Oh, yeah. And that was a proper... that whole Blackburn team at that time, very difficult to pronounce as well, because he's playing alongside the likes of Stelios Yannakopoulos and...
And I don't think Stelios played for Blackburn. He was at Bolton.
Oh, yes, of course, it was Bolton, wasn't it?
That Blackburn team was really likeable because they had a bizarre collection of players, including Tugai and Lucas Neal and...
Did they have David Dunn?
They had David. They had David Dunn, Brad Friedel in goal.
Yes.
I think... Possibly Benjani up front. They were just a really likable mob. Yeah. They were just really fun, and they played some lovely football.
Yeah.
Yeah? Brilliant.
Talking about a team that's playing lovely football, David,
yeah.
And I can't believe this is my hot. My hot is the Fletcher boys and the Aberdeen under-18 team.
Okay.
So, right, Aberdeen, we won the under-18s league in Scotland by wrapped up with a comeback win against Rangers.
Okay.
Rest in peace. The final game before they got the trophy, they put it at Pittodrie so they could be presented the trophy. They were 2-0 down to Celtic at the 85th minute before coming back to win 3-2 with a 98th minute winner.
Brilliant.
This means our under-18s are playing in Europe next season. And also, Fletcher Boyd plays for them. Now, Fletcher Boyd is 16, from Portsoy, a local boy, local loon. Scored 30 goals for the team. And he was rewarded with 2 senior appearances in the following Aberdeen first team matches.
Right.
So against Hibs, he came on in the 82nd minute and scored in the 92nd minute. And last night against Livingston, he came on in the 79th minute and scored in the 93rd.
Incredible.
As an added bonus for this, shout out to Livingston's social media graphics. Because when Livy score, the graphic has goal with an exclamation mark in capital letters. And when they concede, it's in lowercase with a full stop.
Goal.
Goal.
I love how just little quirks of punctuation can really, really make a difference. I love that. Like, and also, like, the full stop makes it better.
Yeah. Yes.
Goal.
It was particularly funny because I couldn't watch the match live yesterday. Livy scored first and then we beat them 5-1. So it's just like, and we scored 4 times in 18 minutes. Goal. Goal.
Incredible.
Goal.
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 Brief pause.
Goal. Goal. Amazing.
Give me a hot.
Mine is a very joyous hot and it is Bohemians.
Uh-huh.
But the Dublin one.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. The stuff that they've done recently.
Yes, a sellout crowd at Dalymount Park yesterday as we record. This will go out on Friday, I imagine, so Wednesday evening. Saw Bowes women take on the Palestine national women's team. Both anthems were sung by local singers and they made a special like match programme, which was a kind of collectible item filled with poetry and paintings from both nations. Yeah, sellout crowd of like just under 5,000. Palestine won 2-1. But overall, the game was part of a whole evening of like celebrations starting like 4 hours before the game with artists, musicians, poets performing in venues near the ground and went on long into the night post-game. It was basically a one-day festival with a football game at its heart. And I think it was a brilliant, a brilliant thing all around.
Yeah.
You know, well done to all involved.
Yes, absolutely. Would you like to go for something completely different?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
My not is just the state of Old Trafford. So, because I saw that thing
dang,
about...
Dang, dang, da, 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 dang, da, da, he's a waterfall. Da, 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 da.
Did you see the statistic that actually it's technically the fourth highest waterfall in England? Yeah. I just find it very funny that... Because I remember when I was a young man and doing the Panini stickers and
what
all
do you mean
sort of
remember?
Stuff.
You still are.
Do you remember?
You well, remember?
Well, I was an even younger man. Or, some might say, boy. In the 90s, where I remember Old Trafford as being this sort of pinnacle of, like, amazing new sort of stadium. And, oh, wow, you even get vertigo warnings and stuff when you go up the stands and all this stuff because there's so many people and they brand their own cola and all this sorts of bullshit. And
it's you had clearly never been to Highfield Road.
Well, sure. But, but they can't even fix a leak, which apparently also happened in the away dressing room.
Do you see that video? We're just cascading through the ceiling, through those crappy ceiling tiles like they had in 80s offices.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
The place looks condemned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I have on that. I just find it amazing that you're
one of
the richest football teams allegedly in the world. I mean, we know you're getting asset stripped, but you can't even maintain just a place where people can watch football in safety or without, you know, armbands.
It is slightly ironic that these things will keep happening more and more as new owner Jim Radcliffe's Ineos group keep, knackering the global warming.
Yes.
So, yeah, he is directly contributing to Old Trafford going underwater.
Yeah.
Which is...
get the green and yellow scars out again.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. Whole thing is... Frankly, I'm glad we're staying in the Championship.
We are not.
Fucking am.
Really?
Yeah, fuck the Premier League. I'll be out there.
Yeah.
Champions are a fine league. Anyway, we have, throughout the season, or I have, throughout the season, been dropping in very silly quizzes.
Yes.
Based on rhyming names of players and things that I thought they'd be interested in.
Yes.
And I feel they have been maybe overlooked. Maybe you saw a 16-minute long preview of a game and didn't realise there was a quiz in there. So we are going, we're going rogue, we're going separate this time. It's not because it's a particularly good quiz.
None of them have been particularly good quizzes.
How dare you? But I thought, you know, we should bring one out into the open and give it its own section.
Look, look, I mean, David, I'm just going to cut to the chase. What's the name of the quiz?
Let's play What's in a Stanza with Yuri Hamza.
I love the way the last line is the same as the first line.
Thanks. I did that on purpose.
Is this, David? Is this about poetry?
As we know, our breakthrough player of the season is a man of words, and he'd like to know what you can tell him about the wider world of poetry.
Man stood on a burning deck, or what? Boy stood on a burning deck. I don't know.
Is that you?
Is it Wilfred Owen? Can we talk about the horrors of the Somme?
No.
No.
You know, keep it light.
Keep it. People died.
All right.
If you think this isn't keeping it light, you just fucking wait till my Cromyrgy's preview, mate.
All right, question one. A stanza is a group of lines within a poem. They can be simple or complex, have rhyme schemes or rules, or not. Probably the simplest is the quatrain. How many lines does a quatrain have?
I'm assuming it's four.
You're correct.
Way ahead.
This is getting you in, you know, slowly at the bottom, as it were. Right, question two. Widely regarded as the national poet, Robert Burns was born in which county of southwest Scotland?
Ayrshire, wasn't he? It was Ayrshire or Dumfries and Galloway. Oh, wait a minute. He moved to Ayrshire. Was he from Dumfries and Galloway? Is it Dumfries?
No.
Was it Ayrshire?
Yes. Born in Ayrshire, died in Dumfries.
Ah! Is it the other way around?
Yeah, he was born in Alloway. Uh-huh. So just outside of air.
Yeah.
I know this because my Aunt Fiona used to be the curator of the Robert Burns Museum.
Oh, I see.
Because my Uncle Robin and Aunt Fiona lived in, or actually still live in air.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was the curator of the Burns House and Museum. So there you go. Question three. A villanelle is a highly structured poem made up of five tercets followed by a quatrain with two repeating rhymes and two refrains. Mm-hmm. It's also the name of the arch nemesis of Eve Pilastri in which British spy TV thriller series? It was on BBC Three and BBC America. It's about
British.
It's about somebody who is the arch nemesis of an agent called Eve Pilastri.
Okay, well, I mean, I had two thoughts in my head, neither of which it will be, so I will pass.
It was called Killing Eve.
No.
Really?
I was genuinely going to go for The Man from U.N.C.L.E., but I wasn't sure if that was British or not.
I mean, it was, but it was from the 60s.
Yeah, it was that or The Avengers. That's all I did, yeah.
Okay.
Give me questions about the Rockford Files. Come on. What are you on about?
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Right. You're not going to like question four, then?
No. sorry, kind of buzzing early. Haiku, David.
Dylan Thomas.
Oh, he's Welsh.
Very good. Wrote a famous villanelle that contains the lines, "Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light." What is the name of the poem? Clues. The first line is also the title, and the title is repeated more than once. And it rhymes with "rage, rage against the dying of the light."
I mean, it sounds like... I mean,
you can think about this if you want.
It's a manic... song that I'm not familiar with personally. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Yeah, it's something, 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 something. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
I don't think I'm ever going to get that.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
No.
No? Okay. It's brilliant. I'd urge you to read it or actually hear it read.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's fabulously good.
I'm just going to put my cards on the table here, David. I don't particularly like poetry.
Nor do I, actually. Poetry generally leaves me very cold.
Yeah.
This is why, right? Joe and I are very separated on this.
Yeah.
Because Joe, my mate Joe, if you don't know him, which you probably won't, has a doctorate in poetry.
Yes.
And finds it fascinating and is very good at it. I've never got it.
No.
But there are some things, and that poem is one of them, that really gets me. Like, if you hear it read, it's short and it's punchy and it really, you know, it's a real, you know, it really gets you to the gut.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, my poetry is far more of the, you know, the Once Was a Man from Nantucket sort of things. I mean, I play an open mic once a month, which is not full of musicians at all, and I'm often the only musician, and I do have to sit through a bunch of poetry. If you are listening and you go to that open mic, I don't mean your poetry, I just mean everyone else's. That should cover me.
Thing is, poetry written down on the page is not necessarily that good, but I saw a thread on Twitter recently which was like actual actors.
Oh, yes.
Either doing like soliloquies or sonnets or poems or something, but like, and it was so good.
Yeah.
When it's not words on a page, if it's actually somebody speaking. And this is why...
Oh, sonnet's good, man. It's my favourite Verve song.
Question 5. Sonnet 18. Beginning. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Yeah. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease has no short to date. Yeah. Is probably the most famous sonnet by...
may I please say, is that the work of... Old Bill Shakespeare, David.
Old Billy Shakes. Yeah. That's right, yes. Yeah.
Not my words, Carol.
The words of Top Gear magazine.
Yeah, dear.
Well, that fell apart quite quickly, but hey.
I didn't know that you wrote poetry. I didn't know you wrote such bloody awful poetry. This is... Honestly, we are not ever getting this podcast on Radio 4, are we? It's a nice broadcast. David Schmidt was played by Hugh Dennis.
Desky.
Oh, it's rapidly going down. It feels like towards the end of the season.
It really does. Yeah, yeah, really does. Have you got anything next, or would you like to do something else that I don't have listed? We've either got Beer of the Podcast, we can do previews, or
I think we should actually do the previews now, David, just because actually, as much as we're being flippant about it, there is actually some stuff to play for in the next two games.
That is true. Okay, let's do those.
Right, so there is still football to play. This is technically a football podcast, so it is worth...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's worth talking about our next two games and the state of play that's going into it. As you said earlier on, David, the league winner is wrapped up. That's going to be Dukla Prague. Vyshkov can no longer catch. Dukla and Sigma are ineligible for promotion. So we return to the foot of the table, where obviously two teams automatically go down. One of these is Hrvatska Slavia Kroměříž, who we are playing on Sunday. 25 points currently for Hrvatska Slavia, with 31 for Prostějov in the current automatic space. Příbram on 32, Varnsdorf on 33, and Zbrojovka Brno on 35.
35.
Yeah, we've got that cushion. So we'll maybe talk about a little bit about the ramifications for this in a little bit. But, you know, Hrvatska Slavia newly promoted last season. They're going straight back down, being 8 points behind Varnsdorf, as said. They've had their moments.
They've had a lovely time, I'm sure. It feels very like when Blansko came up.
Yeah.
And they just, like, you know, had a crack at it. In a league that was just a little bit too big for them.
Yeah, without the almost went bust and fell apart the next season part. Yeah, no, I think Kroměříž will be fine. They've had a lot of runs of draws and near misses. They did act as a spoiler. They beat Vyshkov in March. Vyshkov, you have to really say, have chucked it,
yeah,
really,
they have, yeah.
And have let Dukla Prague just roll themselves to the top tier even. So yeah, Krumlov's battling side, 25 points after 28 games is not enough to keep them in it, even though it has been enough in some seasons. By no means the worst performance, for sure. Can you tell me one of the worst performances in recent years in the second tier?
Can you give me a points total?
7.
Ooh. Oh, I feel like I know who this is as well.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
We went to their place and we beat them 7-1. The season they went down.
So it's Neumo.
It's Slavoj Vyšehrad.
Oh, okay.
COVID season, so we weren't able to make that.
Oh, we didn't go.
Yeah, we didn't go.
Right, okay.
But we beat them 7-1, or it might have even been 8-1, I think. But yeah, just, you know, Trounson. You could write a whole essay on what the fuck's happened to Slavoj Vyšehrad since, but, you know, life's too short. So, yeah, our previous game against Krumlov, you were not at. You were Go Ahead Eagling.
Yep.
It was a fine November's
day.
3-0? 3-0. Cruised it. Ali Gajic scored in the 5th minute. Didn't look back, really. However, like we said, Zbrovka Brno, 4 points off 15th in the second relegation spot.
Yeah, whatever happened to those late autumn days of sunshine and optimism?
Yeah. If you're a Krumlov fan, you would love to get one over Brno and possibly send them down.
Because also, they are on the beach. They have nothing to play for, so they're just going to, just fucking go out and do them.
This is it. And controversially as well, like, I mean, you know, the one eye that we should also have on proceedings is if Prostějov somehow get 3 points at Opava. Now, I think that's unlikely because Opava have actually been playing reasonably well as of late, but it is still
it's
lingering
threat. It's not impossible.
It's not impossible. So, look, I mean, it's one of these things where a win here means that we are mathematically safe from relegation. A point is pretty much absolutely fine at this point as well. Yeah. Stranger things have happened to this team. Stranger things have happened this year. I'll just be very quick then on the one thing I wanted to say about Krumlov as well, because the one thing that's, I think, a bit of a shame is that this means that Jan Silny will be going down, well, going back to his parent club, but they took Jan Silny over in January. He was obviously at Prostějov before that. 3 goals and 1 assist for Krumlov, and that's been a real shame since he left Lichen as the top scorer, went to the top tier, and has just been farmed out ever since.
Yeah. It really is like he genuinely looked like he could make the step up, and it is such a shame when somebody takes that step up and it just doesn't work. They can't quite make that leap, and they're just stuck in this weird limbo where actually they find themselves in a worse position than they were when they took that gamble. It's a real shame for him,
absolutely,
to be honest.
What's maybe less of a shame is if you remember Nicholas or Nicolas Martinek, who was our bizarre purchase from the Slovak third tier.
Yeah, that's right,
He's been there on a half season long loan, so we'll get him back in a couple of games time.
Oh, yay.
Great. By far the most interesting thing I found out doing my research, of course, on his previous team, FK Dubnica nad Váhom, where we got him from, again in the third tier, is that Dušan Perniš plays in goal for them.
Dušan Perniš.
Some listeners will remember him as being the first choice keeper for Dundee United from 2009 to 2012.
They?
So Dušan Perniš, Scottish Cup winner Dušan Perniš, who kept a clean sheet in the Scottish Cup final, plays for them, 7 caps for Slovakia.
Wow.
So that's got nothing to do with Krumlov, however, was an interesting fact.
Incredible.
I'm going to give you an even shorter preview now, so we can get it out of the way, because obviously we finish off our campaign away to Vlašim.
Yeah,
Saturday.
To the Bullet Boys.
Yes. Well, not anymore. I've got Grafin Vlašim, not Celia or Bellot anymore.
Oh, have they reverted to Grafin?
I believe they have.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think they have anyway. But I'm usually incorrect on this podcast. I will be not there because I cannot be bothered and I'm going to a wedding in Scotland.
I mean, I would have just given the second reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Congratulations, Gary and Laura. So Vlašim are currently in 7th, as Sigma are in 2nd place. This means the playoff goes to the 3rd and 4th in the league. It's near impossible for them to do that now. And presuming we get a point on Sunday, this is going to be the rubberest of dead rubbers, basically. Vlashy, by the way, plays Sparta B this weekend.
And good luck to them.
Yep. Last game, one each back in September. Brno coming from a goal behind.
It's such... Right, Vlashim-Zbrojovka, it's such a 1-1 game.
Yeah.
I can't think of a time when it wasn't 1-1.
Well, what about the time it was 2-2?
Still a draw, innit?
Yes. so, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a good match, but only a handful of matches have been this season. Vlashim brought in 9 players over the winter due to the strategic partnership they have with Slavia Praha.
Yeah.
A handful of them are from the B team. It's the end of the season, so who cares who they brought in? But I wanted to raise a couple of interesting signings with you. 20-year-old Peter Karim from Imperial FC in Nigeria.
Imperial FC,
me
eh?
Neither. Yeah. 9 appearances, 2 goals, 2 assists. Not bad.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
18-year-old Prince Afri from PAC Academy of Ghana.
Prince Afri, marvellous he, coming from Ghana.
Me neither. there's so much about...
that was a, you know, Aladdin reference.
Yes,
there.
It was, yeah. Yes.
You just look really unimpressed.
I'm just having to talk about Flashy. This is my
resting. That makes many people unimpressed.
My resting
yeah.
Central Bohemian face. the thing that I like about Prince Afrihi from PAC Academy of Ghana.
Prince Afrihi! No, carry on.
I'm free! No, there seems to be zero information whatsoever about him on transfer market. So who knows? That's really it. I have nothing else to say, really.
Fine.
It might be beer time, David.
Beer the podcast.
Yes.
Guess what? It's beer
of the podcast. Guys, David, you really are trying to get us to an elongated special. I don't know what that meant.
An elongated special.
Mate, it's been a long day.
Episode title. that will not be it, by the way. Anyway, we have something that looks a bit like sort of Tizer and Iron Brew.
I was going to say it looks like multi-vit drink you get from Lidl.
It does, yes. Myself and Alishko were having this discussion at Mylon last week about the fact that everywhere sells a drink called multivitamin, which isn't a flavour.
Yes.
it's just a chemical-based mush of orangey-looking drink.
And there's always like all the fruits, and then there's just like a lone carrot on the front of the thing as well. It's like,
anyway,
right.
This is from a brewery called Nozib, or Nozib, N-O-Z-I-B.
Okay.
Never heard of them.
No, me neither.
And it's called Sour Fruit Show Number 8.
Uh-huh.
Number 8. And it contains raspberry, tangerine, and lime, apparently.
Okay.
So
that could be good.
Yes, that's what I thought. They had many things from this brewery because I'd never heard of the brewery. Mm-hmm. I was I thought I should buy one of these, but they all looked awful.
Yeah.
Apart from this one that had things that kind of went together.
Sure.
So I thought, okay, let's do that. Yeah. So here we go. Just smells of sweet fruit.
Nondescript.
I guess, yeah. Tastes slightly of chalk.
What does that taste of?
Chalk and vanilla, weirdly.
I was getting something like... I was getting lime, but not the lime that you would expect. I was getting like lime zest, almost.
No, I was thinking lime as in chalk lime.
sure. Shout out Mylont.
Yeah.
Cement and lime.
Yeah, MCV, fabulous they.
Don't think it tastes of much.
No, there is something in the back that I can't quite put my finger on.
Yeah.
As it were.
Yeah. I'm not so impressed with it, I'd say. I mean, it's sour. It does what that says on the tin. But...
yeah, and also not at 130 crowns a can.
Oh, Christ, no. This might be a bit too burner specific for some people, but that's the sort of thing that you have like a half at when you go into Malt Worm and you go, oh, okay, give that a go. And then you have half and then you go straight on to just like a lager. Or something else that actually has a bit.
You walk straight around the corner to the Poltnik bar.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it exists. We can say that.
Very much like this. I mean, it's quite a fitting beer for Zbrojovka Brno. It exists. You know it's there. It's not particularly good and it's very overpriced.
It's very much like this podcast.
Absolutely. Are we doing that Patreon? When am I getting my Patreon money?
It is expensive at free.
Yes.
Anyway, talking about things that you haven't paid for or expected, you've got a quiz apparently.
I do.
Let's do that.
Well, David, we're rounding off with a quiz, and funny you should mention a certain other football podcast, because, David, we're going to play a game that I'm calling Career We Brno.
Oh, God.
Not all of them are to do with Brno, but most of them are. If you haven't heard of Career We Go before, this is where I will be going through a football player's career history, and you have to tell me who the player is.
You'll be absolutely... shamelessly ripping off their format.
Absolutely, that's and fine. It's not the first time I've done that.
No,
shout out to the Terrace Football Podcast.
Yeah, that's fine.
So we give it a go. I doubt they will listen to this. I hope they will not listen to this. And yeah, let's just close it out like that. So I'm going to start with one that I think is pretty straightforward and simple.
Oh, don't say that, because that's...
And then
This is going to be utter humiliation, I'm sure.
Well, let's see.
It'll make up for the last 9 months of me humiliating you with quizzes about poetry and carbonara.
Yeah, absolutely. So, carbonara, no cream. So, okay, we'll start off. This player started their career in 2020 and is still playing. I think I genuinely think you will get this one quite easily. Mas Taborsko, Slavia Prague, Brighton and Hove Albion, Stoke City loan, Angers loan.
Oh, what's his name?
Rangers loan.
Oh, don't, because I can't remember his name. I can see him as well.
This is because I watch Scottish football, I think, and you don't know his name immediately.
Because, yeah, I remember him playing for Tabor and then him going on to Slavia and scoring an absolute shed load.
Yep.
And then going to Brighton and us going, he's going to be really good at Brighton, and then immediately being farmed out to Stoke and not being very good.
Yeah. He's pretty good at Rangers.
Yeah. That's really annoying.
Had that near racism scandal thanks to Peter Schwanzara's comments.
Yeah.
And tiki-taka.
And I was talking about this earlier today.
I'm going to put you out of your misery.
Please do.
With Abdallah Sima.
Sima.
There you go. Okay. Well, this feels cathartic. This is awesome. All right. Career we go then. This player started their career in 2012 and is still playing. This is where it comes back to haunt me about pronunciation of things, by the way. FC Midtjylland, Rinköping EF loan, Skive EK loan, Tatran Preshov, FC Zbrojovka Brno, Dunajska Streda loan, Spartak Trnava loan, Drava Ptuj, career break, Castelvernieri, Pro San Giorgese. I'm happy to give you the years if you'd like.
I mean, fuck knows. That is absurd.
There is a song that you wrote about him from the terraces.
Oh, is it? Okay.
2017 to 2019 for Zbrojovka Brno.
So, it Is it Alvin Fortes?
It is not, but you're on the right lines.
Obviously, a song I wrote that never got picked up, obviously. It was Just Us.
Yes.
No, go on.
Ashiru, baby.
Making that pass.
Musefio Ashiru. And I'll be honest, when I was writing that in the office today, I thought that was far easier. But I made a
fucking
mistake
impossible.
There. All right. We'll keep going. There's
So that was an easy one, was it?
Yeah, don't worry. There's only three more.
Jesus.
Okay. All right. This player started their career in 1999 and is still playing. Zlín, Sparta Prague, Yablonets Loan, Shakhtar Donetsk, Yablonets. I'm going to start giving you the years for these as well because I think it contextualizes it.
It really won't help.
So the last 10 years at Yablonets where he is club captain.
Problem is, I think I know who they are, but my memory for names has always been appalling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even at work, I can recognise faces, but my name, mm-hmm. but my memory for names is absolutely mm-hmm. shite. Is it? I was going to say Jan Hromosta.
It's not Jan Hromosta. You're on the right lines. 2001 to 2014. International career with 58 caps for the Czech Republic.
Again, doesn't help.
Was in the 2004 squad.
No. Honza Kisela?
No, Thomas Hubschmann.
Great. I'm sure he had a great
captain
time.
Of Yablonets? No, okay.
No.
Right, all right.
I mean, I know the name. I know who he is, but
we're, I may have misjudged this, but you know what? It's just what you deserve. started his career in 2010 and is still playing.
Good.
I'm going to start doing the years just to see if it helps at all. 2010 to 2012, Bohemians. 2012 to 2019, Zbrojovka Brno, which included loans at Lišeň in 2013, Viktoria Žižkov in 2013-14, České Budějovice 2014-15, and Lillestrøm 2017, before moving 2019 to Příbram, 2020-21, Mladá Boleslav, 2021-23, České Budějovice, 2023 onwards, Dukla Prague.
It's a man with a very square head.
Absolutely, it's a man with a very square head. Shout out Minecraft.
Again, can't remember his name. I know exactly what he looks like. He's big, he's got a big square head, he's blonde, couldn't score a goal to save his fucking life. And I remember Petesničak desperately trying to get him to score in a cup game before we unloaded him to Příbram. Standa Vavra.
No.
No?
Michal Škoda.
Same player?
Yeah.
Same player? Exactly the same player?
Right.
Both big square blonde heads.
Yeah, right lines. And finally.
Right lines.
Finally. And, you know, if there's any that you're getting, David, it's this one.
Oh, okay. No, don't, no.
All right. This footballer.
I'm already dreading it.
Started playing in 1998.
Darren Huckabee.
Retired in 2018. 1998 to 2002, Zbrojovka Brno. 2003 to 2005, Slovan Liberec. 2005 to 2007, Erste FC Nürnberg. 2007 to 2011, Anderlecht, 2011 to 2014, Wolfsburg, 2014-2016, back to Nuremberg, 2016 to 2018, Zbrojovka Brno, when he finished his career.
Midfielder.
Absolutely. The most central of midfielders.
Replacement for Tomasz Polak.
Absolutely he was. 57 caps for his country.
Yeah. Name, no, name's gone.
I was looking for Jan Polak.
There you go.
Well.
Again, names. I know. Shite on names.
We will not be getting on Career We Go anytime soon. The thing is,
I'm really good at Career We Go.
Yeah.
I'm generally really, really good at it. If it's like, you know, Brian McBride.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, Czech players, I sort of don't care. Mm-hmm. Actually, including players from Zbrojovka, I don't care. You know, I care for the team. I don't really give a toss what they do otherwise. So,
yeah. I feel quite sad now, actually. I think that you should do one maybe back at me next time to see if I fare any better, because I won't.
Nah. Let's not do that. Anyway.
And boy, look at that. We've still somehow got over 50 minutes of podcast.
Well, actually, I really enjoyed that because it was basically nonsense. So there we go.
Look, I mean, it's silly season with the team right now. I think that we all just want to get out of Sunday's game with some sort of result so we can rebuild for next season and maybe not have to think about this for a little bit of time. Though we'll definitely be back with a more sort of, let's say, proper post-mortem in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
for sure. So this has been our sort of a couple of sort of weeks off podcasts that we've had. Other things have really got in the way at the moment. And to be honest, I think after 6 years of doing this thing, that's okay sometimes.
Yeah. Also, over the summer, we, like, I had a couple of ideas for over winter that we didn't do, which maybe we'll yes, throw in if we've got a couple of free weeks. Yeah. So maybe we'll do those.
So we can be Zbrojovcast at Euro 2024 as well, because we've got a whole, God, if you weren't sick of football, there's a whole summer of disappointment lined up for you, especially if you're from Scotland. So
actually, all the Czech Republic with their possibly dullest side in history.
Yeah, or let's not also discount the Slovakians.
Yeah,
as well. Yeah. God, that seems like a dull one. Slovakia, Romania. That's the
God.
That's
yeah,
the that's a best of the rest one, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, regardless of all of that, thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch with us on the social medias at Zbrojovcast on Facebook and Twitter. And I guess that's probably about us for the time being. We'll see you, or speak to you at least, in a couple of weeks.
Oni vejně pěno lásky, jak svůj lesklý vůz.
Bye.
Dej tím důkaz bez nadsázky, jak máš správný vkus. Nedá mat, kdo nedal šach, čekám jen tvůj další tak. Když chceš, zavolej, vím, že v kompjutru máš číslo mé. Vytáčíš-li jiná čísla, vytáčíš mě tím. Nepředstírej ho stejnost, já o tvé lásce vím. Kdy má se náš sen skutkem stát, kdy už řekneš mám tě rád. Když chceš, zavolej, ať se v nás dvou neklid rozhostí. Když chceš. Jen slůvka lásky, lásku jí dá. Amore, chiamami. Appelma, morše, appelma. Tisíckrát slyšet mám slova tvá horečná. Že jsem tvůj věčnicí, že jsem tvá konečná. dám hrát i zdejších rozhodem, kdy chceš.